When activated through ritual sacrifices, Boli gives shape to powerful energies. The layering of potent materials on their surfaces serves to safeguard the community against malevolent forces. Daouda Keita, archaeologist and director of the National Museum of Mali.
You can see that it has a certain shape and mass, which has accumulated due to the numerous sacrifices that have been made on this Boli. The more sacrifices it receives, the more it is charged with Nyama, the vital force. With each sacrifice, the Boli was anointed and blood and other sacrificial products were spread on it. So, in fact, the appearance of the Boli depends on the number of sacrifices it has received.
In 1861, the Orthodox Tukulu Empire conquered Ségou and began a Muslim theocracy. They demolished local shrines and built mosques over those sites, destroying many of the town's Boli in the process. While Islam remains the dominant religion in contemporary Mali, it coexists and has been integrated within pre-existing systems of belief.
Many people still turn to these traditional beliefs when they have problems. Ceremonies involving the appearance of Boli continue to be held in certain localities. So I think Boli still have a future ahead of them, because these religions are part of our identity.